Duarte and Roberts have co-written a sweeping new study published in the journal Nature that offers a blueprint for how the ocean might be restored within a generation. The proposed measures would cost billions of dollars a year, but the return on investment would be 10 times as high in increased biodiversity, fish stocks, jobs, and tourism revenue, says Roberts. We have seen over and over again that, given a chance, ocean life can come back. We just have to be willing to give it time to heal. A revitalized ocean would not only feed a growing population, but could also strengthen our fight against climate change. Coastal habitats, such as mangroves and salt marshes, are extraordinary carbon sinks, sequestering as much CO2 per acre as 16 acres of pristine Amazonian rainforest. New developments in offshore wind farm technology can provide an inexhaustible supply of green energy, while mineral deposits on the sea floor, if mined sustainably, offer the raw ingredients for the batteries to store it. It's time to stop thinking of the ocean as a victim of climate change and start thinking of it as a powerful part of the solution, says Jane Lubchenco, a marine ecologist who served as head of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, under President Barack Obama. When the coronavirus pandemic forced the global economy into a state of suspended animation, carbon emissions slowed, shipping idled, and fisheries closed. The ocean was allowed a moment to breathe. The pause was short-lived, of course, and the economic cost potentially catastrophic. But like the once unimaginable sight of blue skies over industrial areas, it offered a reminder that change is within our grasp. The coronavirus crisis has shown us when there is a threat to the global population, there is a willingness to act collectively to limit that threat, says Roberts. The tough lessons of COVID-19 may yet translate into a stronger understanding of the interconnectedness of our personal and planetary health, and a demand for action. The stakes for ocean health have never been higher. The dying kelp and disappearing coral reefs should be sounding an urgent alarm, says Christopher Trisos, a senior researcher at the African Climate and Development Initiative at the University of Cape Town, who focuses on the intersection of climate change, biodiversity, and human well-being. Biodiversity loss from climate change looks like a trickle right now, but it could become a flood very quickly, he says.